This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today outlined the goals of the new era GST reforms during an event organized by the Next Generation GST Reforms Committee at the National Library in Kolkata. She stated that the Goods and Services Tax GST reforms aim to simplify and modernize the country's tax and revenue system.
The new generation GST reforms is a thorough review and a proposal which resulted in a proposal after the review. So the thorough review is what? In the last 8 years, keeping the framework intact, which was a framework formed at the stage of introducing GST, and we kept improving it in the last 8 years.
Union Electronics and Information and Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said digital personal data protection DPDP rules are finalized and set for publication in the coming days. DPDP refers to the framework established by India's Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 to safeguard individuals' personal data. The minister was speaking while launching the logo and key activities for the India AI Impact Summit 2026.
More than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework. So that framework we will be launching in the coming days, hopefully before 28th September. Our thinking is very much a good balance of innovation and regulation, a good balance of taking science and technology forward and making it safe and trusted, a good balance of making sure that common citizens get access to technology and developing the deep R&D capabilities that we need.
The minister said the new rules governing online gaming are set to come into effect from the 1st of next month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India's stature is growing on the global stage. The minister said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day national conference, Manthan 2025, in New Delhi. Mr. Singh emphasized that when efforts and actions are aligned with the national interest, the goal of a developed India by 2047 will be achieved. Mr. Singh called upon the Indian Defence Estates Service officers to strive for the development of cantonment boards into smart, green and sustainable urban ecosystems in sync with the government's vision of transforming India into a developed country and aspire to achieve the target by 2035. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the NDA government in Bihar is working towards building a developed state with full support from the centre. Mr. Shah addressed the regional BJP leaders and workers in Rohtas district and Begusarai today. He urged party workers to go door-to-door and inform people about the initiatives taken by the Nitish Kumar government for the welfare of the women and youth. 7 new natural heritage sites from across the country have been included in UNESCO's tentative list of World Heritage Sites, increasing India's count on the tentative list from 62 to 69 properties. The Ministry of Culture informed that with this inclusion, India now has 49 cultural, 17 natural and 3 mixed heritage properties. The newly added sites include Deccan Traps at Panchgani and Mahabaleshwar, Maharashtra, Karnataka's Geological Heritage of St. Mary's Island Cluster, Meghalayan Age Caves, Naga Hill, Ophiolite, Andhra Pradesh's Erra Matti Dibbalu Tirumala Hills and Kerala's Varkala Cliffs. Hundreds of thousands of people joined nationwide protests in France today against austerity plans, with unions demanding the government reverse upcoming budget cuts. Strikes disrupted schools, hospitals, trains and pharmacies as teachers, medical staff and other public workers walked off the job. High school students also joined, blocking entrances and demanding better public services and pension reforms. Protesters are calling for increased spending, higher taxes on the wealthy and the cancellation of pension changes. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's single quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen today. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pon Pavi Chochu Wong of Thailand. She will now face An Si Young of South Korea in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, India star men's doubles duo of Satvik Sairaj Rangi Reddy and Chirag Shetty also reached the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.